Oh my God! Another straight white male. Boo! Oh my God! Look at this. Comedy on 9/11, you pieces of shit. I mean, absolute fucking garbage. You want to laugh? What are you, ISIS? What the fuck? Go home. Do people not get it? Do you not get it? In the back of the comedy club, somebody offered me hummus. I was like, not today. Not today. I'll take it 364 days of the year. Not today! This kid's triggered. What? Shut up, Bill. The fuck up. Ladies? Were you there? Where were you? 9/11. Fucking Connecticut? Where were you? Chicago. Fuck you. Not even close. I was here, goddammit. True story. Let's make it fun. You know, my mother, she worked in the second tower that was hit. Survived, thank God. But I went to an all-boy Catholic high school. You know, they came in, they told us, hey, boys, the towers were hit. And, you know, I didn't know if my mother was fucking dead or alive. So I started to cry. I have, you know, I was on steroids. I was 17. I was experimenting with Winstrol. And so I was on steroids. I had puffy nipples, which I still do. But now I'm on keto, so fuck you. I'm drunk right now. But vodka sodas, Tito's, it's gluten-free, it's keto. Vinny Guadagnino, the keto Guido, said I could do it. But I am ripped. What are you going to do? I drank a fucking vodka soda and had a Claritin D. I'm ready to suck a dick. What it is. You know how it is. You give me an antihistamine and some liquor, I'm tucking, you know? So. True story. I come in. This is all true. I'm not lying. Fucking, you know? So. It happens. Towers go down. So I don't know. Like, I haven't heard from my fucking mom. So I start to cry, right? I just start to cry and get emotional. Because, you know, I'm fucking flipping out. It's my mom. I'm on steroids. I'm 17, you know? I don't know what to do. So this kid, Frank, starts to laugh at me. So I broke a chair right over his head. Just immediately just fucking knocked this kid unconscious. All boy Catholic high school. I mean, you would get detention for having a top button unbuttoned. I just put a kid in a legit coma. I'm done. Okay? So Tuesday, that was Tuesday, 9/11. Wednesday, all New York City schools are closed. Thursday, I was expelled on Tuesday, BTW. Threw me right out. And then my mother was okay. Can't get in touch with her. I finally get home to my house in Brooklyn, and I see my mom. She opens the door. When I get there, I genuinely thought it was a ghost. I'm like, oh my God, whatever. And she has blood all over her knee. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck happened? She's like, I fell off the bus in Brooklyn. I'm like, how did you survive 9/11 and then you fell off the bus? What the fuck are you doing? This is not, Jesus Christ, lady. I mean, come on. He fell off the bus, but she did. So, whatever, she's fine. I don't tell anybody what happened. This is all true, what I'm telling you. I don't tell anybody what happened. And Wednesday, school's closed. Thursday, I just show up back at my high school like I didn't just put somebody in a coma. I just walk right back in, and Brother Rob, it was a Catholic high school, Brother Rob's like, DeStefano, you're expelled. I was like, oh, I forgot, you know? He was like, never forget. I was like, I forgot. So, what are you gonna do? So, I forgot that I killed somebody, and I still had this fucking molar in my shoe. But, so my father, here's what you need to know about my father, Tony DeStefano, aka Tony Balls with a Z. He was a criminal, truly a criminal. Throughout my life. Like, I'm not, like, not weekend in jail. I'm talking about federally prosecuted, federally convicted, for real Z's inmate, okay? Like, bet, and he'd always be like, they got the wrong guy. I'm like, here's the thing. No, they didn't. Okay? 100% nailed it. You're the right guy. You're a dirtbag. So, That's my father, like an ex legit criminal, like where he just doesn't, like he's, you know? So I call my father, true, Thursday morning, September 13th, call my father. I'm like, Dad, I have bad news. I'm like, I was expelled from school. I know I dishonored the family. I'm really sorry, but I was expelled. He goes, here's the good news. No, you weren't. I'm like, no, but I was. He goes, I'm going to come down there. I'm going to negotiate. I was like, oh, my God, please don't come down here. My dad lives on Staten Island. If you're not from New York, I went to a high school in Queens. My dad's from Staten Island. That's like an hour and a half with traffic. Okay, Thursday morning. My dad gets there in 30 minutes. 30 minutes, he shows up. I'll never forget. New York Yankees batting practice jacket, shorts, flip-flops, a chain that's Jesus' actual height and weight in gold, full fucking extra large cup of coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Just walking in, I swear to God, I just walks in, and he's like, we're going to take care of this. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm 17 years old. So you have to get a meeting with the principal of a high school. Like, you can't just walk in. There's a secretary. There's a whole thing. It's a national tragedy. I mean, people got questions. And my dad walks past the secretary, just walks into the principal's office. The principal was on the phone. I'll never forget this. He's on the phone, and my dad goes, hey, can I talk to you? And the principal's like, sir, I'm on the phone. My dad hangs up the phone. And he goes, look it out, whoop-de-doo, now you're not on the phone. Like it was a fucking magic trick. Like he's David Copperfield, just hangs it up. I'm like, what's happening? So my dad goes, because again, my dad's a criminal. So he uses criminal language. That's just how he speaks to people. He goes, my son allegedly hit somebody in the head with a chair, and we'd like to plead not guilty. So the principal is like, this isn't a court of law. We have video evidence of your son hitting somebody in the head with a chair. He's guilty, and he's expelled. And my dad goes, there's got to be another way. And the principal goes, sir, there's no other way. So my dad rolls a wad of cash that he just pulled out of his pocket, out of a rubber band, just rolled it out, and goes, is there another way? And the principal goes, are you going to bribe a man of God? And my dad goes, I lost God September 21st, 1979. Now, I don't know what that means, but I know he was in prison. So I'm thinking it was a shower situation. So I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I think something went down in the showers. And he lost God. And yeah, God may be hiding his butthole. I don't know what's happening. But my dad goes, I lost God. So the principal's like, well, he's expelled. My dad goes, there's got to be another way. And the principal goes, sir, there's no other way. So my dad finally says, let's just think of a plan, man to man. What could there be another way? And then the principal, I get it. It's just like, this guy doesn't know who my father is. He doesn't know what's going on. He's got a lot of shit on his mind. So the principal finally says to my father, he goes, sir, are you stupid? There's no other way. So my dad, he starts looking up the ceiling and laughing. My dad, he goes, ha, 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 ha. He goes, Chrissy, did this guy just call me fucking stupid? And I was like, no habla inglés. No habla inglés. Yo no sé. And then my dad goes, Chrissy, lock the fucking door. Anytime my dad called me by my transgender name, I fucking knew that shit was about to pop off, so I tucked it back and I locked that fucking door. Because I'm daddy's little princess and I know what daddy wants. All true. This is all true. I'm fucking hammered right now. So my
father. My father says to the principal, he goes, now you got two options. He goes, the second option's really gonna suck for you. He goes, here's the first option. You put my son back in school. Easy fucking breeze. He goes, the second option, I'm gonna come over there and I'm gonna break both the kneecaps. He goes, I'll call the police right now. I'll give them my social security number, my name, my address. He goes, I'd rather go to jail for the rest of my life than you throw him out and me have to listen to his mother's fucking mouth for the rest of my life. He goes, either way I'm in prison, I'd rather be in actual jail with my friends. Straight to God. He goes, with my friends. He goes, so the choice is yours. And it's so, because I was still tucked back on the first option, when he said, just put my son back in school, easy breezy, in my head I went, beautiful cover girl. Maybe it's Maybelline. Then the principal just put me right back into high school. I mean, you can't imagine how quick this guy was, just forgot about that I put somebody in a coma. Forgot about all the problems I had. He just put me right back into school. And then, hand to God, by the end of the school year, the principal, I believe, was making deliveries for my father. I believe there was a couple of times I saw my dad come in with a brown paper bag full of who knows what, and the principal put it underneath his fucking brother robe and just delivered it to who needed it. So, the moral of the story is Trump 2020. I'm kidding around. Trump 2020. No, I wouldn't vote for him, but my dad did. You knew that, though. No, he can't vote. He's a fucking criminal. Guy, he's like, I voted for Trump. I'm like, no, you didn't. Shut up, Dad. I know how the law works, you fucking scumbag. So, I hope you're having fun in Chicago. Fucking deep dish. It's my 9/11 story. Yeah, thank you.